This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A lot of NFL over the next 45 minutes as the combine workouts get underway today. Keeping an eye on that, obviously. If anything, you know, I don't know if anybody breaks any records or anything, we'll let you know. We'll get to the back page with Bo featuring Abe at 12:40.
If you are, and next Thursday, right? I think is our 99 The Game night.
That's right, at the Hawks.
At the Hawks game.
Yep.
And one of our highlights last year was that you got a chance to meet Boosie.
I did, yeah.
And there's nothing funnier than following this dude. I saw a video this morning, and it had me crying. He's out at his house fishing, right, and caught this big-ass fish. And usually I'm thinking, when I go fishing, you know, you go with fishing clothes on. Mm. Probably got a $20,000 pink sweater on and some jeans and probably some limited Jordans on fishing. I cannot love that, man.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, come as you are,
whatever you're comfortable with.
But it is unbelievable. He caught this big-ass fish, and now he's laying on the ground beside the fish. Just how can you not love Boosie?
He's a very very interesting character.
Yes, he is.
There's no doubt about that.
He is. And y'all made a connection.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a brief connection.
It was a brief connection.
Yeah, I just said hi to him. You know?
Okay.
Just, you know, game recognizing game kind of thing.
Yeah.
92.9 The Game night, recognizing game kind of thing.
I like that. Met and all that. Okay. Well,
these two guys kind of at the height of their powers.
Well, because you are.
Yeah.
You are.
And
but,
so is he.
But that was the reason I wanted to say, because we're going to be there. Samson is so excited. Said, are we going to do the same thing? It's like, yeah, we're probably going to be up there with the Hawks fans, with the big faces again, mm-hmm. like we do. Andy's going to be down there with the Family Feud or something.
I don't want to do that.
Family Feud?
No, I don't want to do anything involving a microphone.
I hear you, dog. Yeah. I hear you. But I'll tell you what I want to do, because yesterday we had a meeting.
I just
want to
do the big heads.
That's it.
I want to hold up Bob Rathbun's head.
Again.
Like last year.
Yes.
And then we did the swag surf, and that was fine. That's all we need to do.
Yeah, but yesterday we had a meeting at 4 o'clock. So, obviously, our show is done at 2. Can't really go home from where I live at and come back. So, decided I'm going to walk around Midtown, find me some grub, get me a cup of brews before the meeting. And I went to this spot, Andy. I got 4 chicken wings, and there was literally 4 chicken wings because it was happy hour. It was appetizer.
Okay.
4 wings, 2 small-ass tacos, 2 beers, $35.
Wow.
Now,
and I bet the beers did the majority of that damage.
They added gratuity to come in. I didn't know that you can do that. You can add a gratuity to the bill. It's like it was a 20% gratuity to dine in.
Just for being there.
Yeah, so I was like, well, hold on. You know me, I don't – usually whenever we go out to dinner, I'll always pay, but I'll give my wife, daughter, the receipt because she looks at all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the receipt like, why the hell is this so damn expensive? And I looked at the thing and said, 20%. So I'm like, oh. What the hell I got to charge 20% to sit down for?
Yeah, so what I don't know is, and I'm sure there's people out there that can tell us, is like, so is that then the tip?
It was yesterday.
Okay.
You know, because it had additional tip. I said it was yesterday.
Because
like,
gratuity
I
always, and tip are the same thing
to me. I always tip.
Sure.
But I rarely ever look at the whole receipt. I just pay. I just like, it was 4 wings. 2 flats and a drum.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 2 flats and a damn drum.
That's only 3 wings.
Yeah. 3 flat. No, 2 flats and 2 drums.
Okay, good.
So I'm like, hold on.
They got you the good split.
I'm like, hold on. What the hell's going on? $31 for this? So it's happy hour. And so I was at the barbershop there. I asked my man, Jerry. He's like, well, I guess it's a rule where you can waive the gratuity. You don't have to. You don't have to.
You just have to be paying attention.
Yeah, you have to be paying attention to it.
But then it's like, then what? Then you're like, hey, can you wave this?
Exactly.
And then you kind of look
you
a little
feel
bit,
real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And I'm not, I don't like, and I know you don't either, I don't like to be like a tip complainer
me
or whatever. Like, food service is a tough business.
Yes.
Making a living in food service is really hard. Like,
right.
I think, obviously, tip people, especially when
you
get good service, all of that kind
you
of
should.
Stuff. But, like, that's, I don't know. I don't know what to do in that situation.
Because, like, again, I don't ever.
Because you would have never noticed if you wouldn't have looked closely.
If I wouldn't have looked, because I never looked close. I was just like, whatever, let's go and get on about my business.
Yeah.
But I was like, hold on. Y'all are charging me 20% to sit down? That's not fair.
I know. That's.
Wouldn't you want me to come in here?
Right, wouldn't you? Or maybe you don't. Like, maybe you want me to order.
That could be it, man. But, yeah, I can't hang out down here. It's too much. I went there. I walked over here to this place right here beside our building, prosciutto or whatever it was.
Yeah,
pretty good spot. They got some prosciutto peppers, $12, not bad.
Okay,
but then the two.
How much was four wings and happy hour?
$5.
All right, that's not bad. Like if you're out, $1 a wing. If I'm out, $1 a wing. You're right. Now it depends on how good the wings were. Like was it worth $1.25 a wing?
No.
You know. There's a place over by our house called MTH Pizza that does dollar wing happy hour every day from 4 to 5.
Hell yeah.
But like dollar wings, I mean, I understand it's a different day.
Why whatever. Do you do it for an but hour?
Happy hour used to be quarter wings.
Yes.
Like when I was a kid, we would go to a place and it was 25 cent wings for happy hour. I don't know. At least their wings are big.
Yeah,
like,
but
they have
saying.
Big wings.
Like,
you can't be charging me like special prices on a little ass wing.
I just think they need to reevaluate all the wang stuff, man. Unless it's full. Like with the tip.
Yeah, right.
And all that. That's a wing. These right here are drumettes.
Well, yeah, right. That's one wing cut in half.
Yes.
Now you're getting two wings in one.
But I like the whole thing.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. But you're charging for two wings, but really that's only one
exactly.
wing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get to the bottom of this part.
I know, but the chickens are expensive these
days.
They
are. Chicken and damn eggs, man.
We'll get to it.
That's what it is.
Where the eggs come from.
Yeah, chicken,
exactly.
Chicken and damn eggs.
Exactly right.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I will not be hanging out in Midtown anymore, Buck.
It's pretty expensive.
I will take my ass somewhere else.
You know what you should do? Just get a six pack of Busch Tall Boys and come to the park with us.
I should have did that because you sure did say
yeah,
you said
come on over
you,
to the park.
You want to come to the park with us? They got a bid at the park.
You can bring it.
I can bring it.
Now there's signs that say you're not supposed to, but there was nobody patrolling.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't worry about
there
that.
There was nobody patrolling.
I wouldn't worry about that.
All right,
next time I'm bringing beer to hang out with my niece and nephew.
Yeah, it was fun. It was free. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. We mentioned this earlier. Abdul Carter kind of had a little foot.
Yes.
Injury pop up on his medicals, and so now folks are questioning the severity of it and all that. The report is that doctors are telling him not to get surgery,
right.
So why would you?
Exactly. They're telling you not to?
But does this do anything to his number one overall pick status?
I don't think so.
Because he's pretty well thought of as the guy.
Yeah, I don't
in a
think
quarter, in a quarter, I won't say quarterback, I don't know. Like, in a draft that's not quarterback strong.
Right.
And he's a very good player. Feels like the number one pick, still the number one pick?
Yeah, I think so. I think, and that's not saying, I'm going to go still the number one overall player. I'm not going to say overall pick. I don't know where Tennessee goes.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
You
know, they need everything.
I think that, you know, as long as the medicals come back as far as other teams, like when it says don't have surgery, are all the doctors, is this a consensus? Because a lot of times team doctors have different opinions on different injuries.
Right.
And what do the Tennessee Titans – what do their medical staff say as far as the foot? If they're saying it's no need for surgery, it's not going to get worse, then that's fine. But if you have an organization, and I go back to the Titans, whose doctors want to look at it more and more, then that could be the only issue.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's more or less if what doctor said that. And we know how good Drew is. He was my damn agent. Did Drew say that? Did Drew say the doctor said? There was no problem.
Drew said...
Yeah,
this will not be an issue
exactly.
to any team that drafts him.
Exactly. Yeah. Doing his damn job.
He's doing his job.
Doing his damn job.
This is something we talked about. I don't know if it was after the Super Bowl, certainly during the playoffs. It's been a conversation for a while now. The NFL says they are planning to use a virtual measuring system to determine first downs. They're still going to have the chain gang to spot the ball and in case of emergency or if it goes down or whatever. But they're going to institute the virtual measuring system. To determine first downs now.
Something to go wrong with this.
Of course it will. Of course it will.
Something will go wrong with this.
What can you think of in sports that from a technology standpoint, has been instituted and has just been a 100% success?
None.
Maybe tennis. Maybe the tennis thing.
Oh, because of, you see the line and all that?
It seemed. I don't know. I don't know if
when
it
the
is
ball's out of bounds or something
but
like
it
that.
It seems like the tennis one's gotten it right. It's a very unique example because there's so many factors that don't come into play in other sports. Like, it's a line that never moves. Mm-hmm. First down moves every play. Or
yeah,
not
sure
every
is.
Play, but at least every time you get one.
Where's the ball at?
There's only two guys playing tennis, or girls. They're really far away from where the ball is.
It's a lot of big guys.
There's 22 people out there, and there's one ball, and people are touching it. In tennis, you're never holding the ball, except when you throw it in the air. So it's different. And everyone wants to say, well, tennis can do it. Yeah, but think about the factors involved.
They're not thinking about that. They're trying to sell it.
In that,
they're trying to sell
I don't know. Just like, so that gets announced yesterday. They're trying out the pitch comm thing, whatever, the challenge balls and strikes in spring training. Max Scherzer had a great line earlier this week.
He's real.
Kind of out there, very philosophical. He said, why can't humans just be judged by humans? I like it.
Max is just collecting checks, man. Living in Canada.
I like that thought from Max, though.
My
thought process on
this.
Day. Oh, yeah.
It's a new day.
My opinion on this is irrelevant, and I probably shouldn't even say
damn
it.
Day.
But I've changed my stance on technology and sports 180 degrees.
Yeah, man.
I was a challenge everything, review whatever, get it right. It has to be, if you have the technology, use it. Now I'm a don't use any of it. all it does is slow stuff down and make it worse. My opinion.
Andy, you want to hear about if you like insanely rich, what you do? You go to Montana to ski resort.
Yeah, Montana's.
Yes, Montana's the new Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, Montana's
like the winter Miami.
Yeah, it's new Miami. Because the rumors are that Tom Brady was trying to recruit Matt Stafford when it surfaced that they bumped into each other at a ski resort in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I read more into it. I think both have cribs up there.
Yep.
Again, rich folk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that tampering?
I mean, it should be.
Okay. Even though the Rams are in a situation where, because he was under contract when him and Sean McVay bumped into each other at Cabo.
He's got a history of just bumping into people.
Bumping into people.
Yeah,
Cabo.
Matt Stafford just happens to bump into people that may want him to play for his
exactly.
team. That's why I'm skeptical of this.
Yeah, me too.
Because isn't that how he ended up with the Rams in the first place?
He just happened to be in Cabo,
and Sean McVay was there. What do you know? Let's grab a drink. Fast forward Super Bowl. Okay? And here's the thing, though. Even if it was coincidental, mm-hmm. which it might have been, reasonable, isn't it still tampering for him to then go and talk to him?
I don't know. Can him and Tom just sit down?
So I think Tom needs to realize, and this is something that's hard for people that generally get to do whatever they want all the time, is like, now that you're an owner of an NFL team,
mm-hmm.
some of the other stuff that you're used to doing, you can't do.
But no,
apply to others.
If he's sitting by the fireplace having a Shirley Temple, right? Tom Brady, sitting by having a Shirley Temple.
Sugar-free.
A sugar-free Shirley Temple, right?
And avocado Shirley Temple.
And then all of a sudden, Matt Stafford walks by. Hey, Staff, what's up, brother? Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? You want a drink? Yeah, what you having? I'll have a real man's drink. I have a bourbon.
Let me get a beer
or something. Okay. And then you sit there. So how's the family?
Yeah.
That's tampering?
I don't know. I guess probably not.
Well, but the Rams also technically told Stafford he can investigate market value.
Right.
That's a little permission, maybe? Question mark?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a different world for him, though. Like, Brady can't even go to practice and talk to these people to get ready for a broadcast because he's a team owner.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I could see how they would argue that it was.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, they both rich as hell. Rich people go skiing in Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might have to look into that. You've been to Montana?
Lots.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
And have you been when it snows?
No.
Oh.
I've only been, probably as a kid,
right.
but I've never been skiing in Montana.
Okay.
But probably been to Montana in the wintertime as a kid. I don't remember. Lately, it's summer.
Okay.
Great state.
The great state of Montana.
A lot of outdoors.
Isn't that where Will Anderson's from? Not Will Anderson. Troy Anderson.
Where he played college.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know where he's from.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Hopefully he stays healthy this year. That'd be good. All right, we're going to come back. The NFL's best non-TV events. Is the Combine number one? It's not. But we'll talk about what is after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.